Well, you see, there's the song that I was writing last night.
Which song is that, Mary?
It's for Cruel John O'Dea.
Yeah, do you know what, Mary? You're going to sing another one now for me, but where did you get the song?
I got it from my mother.
And it's about John George
O'Dea. It's about John George O'Dea.
Right.
About the evictions.
Right.
And it was about a couple, and they must have been going to get married. So will I start now?
You're
on. Oh, Nelly, come and live with me beneath the haze and fern. A ruler's home I got for thee, convenient to Lohern. The lark has risen from its nest, and the mayflower since there. Once resting on this faithful breast, you're free from John O'Dea. Oh, will he never talk to me of love or faithful home? My parents have been dispossessed this weary world to roam. Some dreary nights I press my heart, I'm almost in despair. From happy homes we now must part, out forced out by John George O'Dea. They brought the sheriff to our doors and quenched our fires so bright. My aged grandsire was no more, he died that very night. My mother weeps her youngest child, a child of beauty rare, just 4 months old, so meek and mild, all done by John O'Dea. Many a weary, wretched face has left the mountain side, has climbed Glenveagh's old rugged place, and stemmed the Atlantic tide. For 50 homes he levelled all, and wild birds filled the air, and 50,000 curses fall on cruel John O'Dea. A ploughman poor his grandsire was, and lived near Garvey Inch. Supported by the villagers, his mother was a drudge. But now he's called a gentleman, as you are all aware, and lives near Ballybrickis town, his name is John O'Dea. This couple gave two lingering looks, never more again to meet. Poor Wally, he's beneath the waves, without a winding sheet. And Nelly's duty made her stay, her parent aged to care. With broken heart, she pined away, all done by John O'Dea.
Auntie, your mother used to sing that.
Oh, she'd better sing it than me.